What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Movie Crush, the mini crush, I don't even know if we're going to call this mini crush.
What is this? This is like a special edish crush.
The first, you're not supposed to say first annual. You're supposed to say inaugural.
First annual.
Because unless you've had it 2 years in a row, right, it is not yet annual. I was told that one time by a pedantic journalism teacher.
Interesting.
So I can't say first annual. The inaugural Razzies.
Inaugural.
Special.
Yeah. Whoa. Is that your best? That was like a Paul Lynde impression there?
Yes.
I'm the secret square.
What's the secret square?
It's like a Hollywood Squares thing. Isn't there the secret square?
Sure.
Wasn't he on Hollywood Squares?
Yeah.
I think that was like a Dana Carvey impression of Paul Lynde.
Yeah, I like it. No. So everyone, we're going to talk about the Razzies today, the Golden Raspberry Awards. And I did my due diligence by printing some stuff off of Wikipedia just now.
Nice. That's a really cool resource.
Little history. If you did not know, everyone, the Golden Raspberry Awards, or the Razzies, are the they're described on their homepage as a mock booby prize award for recognition of the worst in film. It's for the sucky movies every year.
Sure.
And, raspberry as in
– Yeah, yours was better.
Yeah. Well, I use my arm.
I know.
Man, my kid does that to me.
I know.
I just want to like throw her out of the car.
Really?
Yes.
What do you mean? She does it like on you?
Oh, like, if I'm trying to wrestle her into the seat or something, I'm like, I really need you to cooperate. And she'll go like.
Oh, she does. I thought you meant like she blew one like on your arm.
No, Noel. Yeah,
that would be very distracting and dangerous. Razzy.
Don't throw your kids out of the car though.
No.
You can want to.
Or under a bus.
No.
Just be good to your kids. Keep them alive. That's literally your job. So you found some history about this thing?
Yeah. So they were started – they were founded by a couple of film grads from UCLA named J.B. Wilson, and Mo Murphy. And here's what happened is they were – this guy John J.B. Wilson used to have potluck parties at his place for the Oscars. And then after the Oscars in 1981 – he invited his friends over, or, I guess to watch it. Then after they concluded, he made little prizes and said, let's all vote on, like, the worst movie. Is it Can't Stop the Music or Xanadu?
What was it?
Well, they took a little vote, and Can't Stop the Music won as the worst, the very first Razzie for Best Picture. A press piece picked up on it, little press gets around.
Yeah.
It grows a bit every year.
Everybody likes a little bit of Schadenfreude, you know?
Yeah, there were like 36 people at the first one. There were double that at the second. By the third and fourth, I think they had close to like 100 people, and it just grew over the years.
So they do an event.
Well, yeah. I mean, it got more eventy over the years. Obviously, they had to move out of Homeboy's living room into a real venue, and it became like a fun, semi-legit thing. Over the years, there have been some people – obviously, most people don't show up to claim their award, but that has happened when Hollywood actors and get a sense of humor about themselves and their work, notably Tom Green. Worst actor, worst director, I would guess. For
Freddy Got Fingered.
Which is, yeah. That has to be it.
Very divisive film.
He showed up. Halle Berry showed up, probably, I would guess, for Catwoman.
Absolutely.
And then Sandra Bullock showed up. I remember this wasn't that long ago, but she showed up and was very cool, like big, big movie star showing up to claim her Razzie. Pretty cool.
You got to give her props for that.
She's a cool lady. I like her.
Nice humility. I like him.
Then Michael Ferris and J.D. Shapiro were screenplay. They showed up. And Paul Verhoeven showed up to claim his best – oh, I'm sorry, worst director, Razzie.
For Showgirls?
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't deep dive on this, but I bet it's Showgirls. It had to have been Showgirls because Battlefield – or not Battlefield Earth. What's the one?
Well, he did RoboCop.
Well, sure. But what was the one not Battlefield Earth? What was the armies fighting one another and fighting robot insects?
You're talking about Starship Troopers.
Yes.
That is quite a beloved movie, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I doubt if that was the Razzie. I'm stumbling through this, Noel.
No, you're not, man. You're doing great. It's early.
And then the Razzie Redeemer Award came around, which is given to a performer or studio who redeemed themselves by having like really bad movies and really good movies. Because that can happen.
Interesting.
And then one year, Wall Street, the only film ever to win an Oscar and a Razzie. Michael Douglas won Best Actor. Daryl Hannah earned Worst Supporting Actress.
That's like, I would think like some sort of rip in the time-space continuum would happen at that moment.
She wasn't great in that movie, actually. But good movie overall, I think.
That's Gordon Gekko, right? Isn't that the Wall Street guy?
So you got some dirt, though. What happened this year?
Well, it wasn't as big a deal as you might think, because the whole thing about the Razzie is obviously it's like a bit of a joke award. But there was something of a scandal.
Oh.
A bit of a scandal, Chuck.
Let's hear it.
Because due to a glitch in their web server or whatever, there was like a surge of voting on the last day. Because you basically pay to vote.
What?
You don't have to be. That's the thing.
That sounds like a scam.
Yeah, it does. You don't have to be like on some sort of board or like, you know, like on the Oscars where you're like in the industry. Or whatever, you literally pay for a subscription to the Razzies. It's like $40 and it lets you vote for that year. And so.
Oh, we should have totally done that. Let's do that for next year.
Oh, we absolutely have to. Yeah.
I'll just expense it. We can expense that for sure.
Absolutely. And what ended up happening was some movies that clearly should have gotten enough votes to be in the top five were not included in the top five, one of which was The Meg. Did you watch The Meg? Chuck?
Not yet, but it's going to be my next airplane movie.
I was about to say, it's a great. I watched it on an airplane. And. It's a bit of a snooze, honestly. Like you would think,
it's not even fun bad.
It is kind of fun bad, but like Deep Blue Sea was way better.
Right?
You know, like I mean, seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about a giant shark. If anyone hasn't noticed,
and her name is Meg.
It's the Meg, as in Megalodon.
Oh yeah,
Megala
it's
something.
Megalodon.
Yeah, mega shark.
Joke.
No, you were good. No, Chuck, I got you.
Her name was Meg. Big shark.
Megan. The shark.
That's sweet.
Mm-hmm. It's a very, very sweet shark. There's some very tender moments between Rainn Wilson and Megan the shark.
Oh, was he in that?
Yeah, he's in it. Yeah, he plays like a nerdy science geek.
Oh,
yeah,
imagine that.
It totally makes sense. and also, Kevin Spacey's Billionaire Boys Club, which apparently made like $7 at the box office because, you know, dude is like toxic for the rest of his life.
Sure. Box office poison.
Absolutely.
I'm surprised they even tried to release that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they
didn't just bury it.
I think they sort of probably released it like quietly, you know?
And
then
so quiet. No idea.
That's what I'm saying. The only press it got was that it didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And then I believe.
But was it a big, did it end up like, Was there egg on the face, or did they just kind of laugh it off?
Kind of laughed it off because it's all a joke anyway. I think the reason, and I heard an NPR piece about this, and they made a point that I agree with. The reason anybody got upset about it is because you pay for it. And it's sort of like, if I paid my $40, I want my vote better damn well count.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
So that's, there you go. There's the
one. If there's a lot of people demanding their $40 back.
They might. They might. But the one of the founders, John Wilson, said that he's totally fine with the outcome despite the technical glitches.
Gotcha.
So it's didn't seem to be—
No one gives a shit.
No one gives a shit, Chuck.
If anyone starts protesting the Razzies, then I'm just done.
I mean, really. Like, political correctness has gone to its, like, ultimate conclusion, and that's not a good thing.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
All right. So here's what I did, Noel. We're just going to go through these.
Oh, $500 for a lifetime membership, by the way.
Which nobody has.
They've got all kinds of like little packages, you know.
You're like, well, I could vote for the Razzies for the next, like, what, how many years?
Yeah.
And
do the math.
Then I'll start making money after like year 15.
Exactly.
I did reach out to the Movie Crushers community and asked what everyone's worst movie of the year was. So do you want to read those through first or go through the official picks first?
Why don't we do the official picks and see how they line up with the community?
That's a good way to go.
And I also kind of want to know how many of these I've seen.
Yeah, same here. Some of these I haven't even heard of. So worst picture, we'll go ahead and start with the big award, Gotti, which I have not seen. But, you know, John Travolta plays John Gotti.
Just the trailer alone, man. Oh, it's great.
So bad.
It's great.
The Happy Time Murders, which is the—
The Muppet
sex
movie.
Yeah, the Melissa McCarthy. Yeah. I don't even know. We're probably not allowed to even say the M word in reference to that movie. Or did they license it out?
Oh, man. Here's the thing. In the trailer, it
says—
They're
not Muppets, right?
It is the son of Jim Henson.
Well, that's true.
And they put that in the trailer, and the Henson Company sued them.
And we're like, hey, I know he worked on this movie,
but you can't use that name.
Really?
Isn't that funny, though?
That might be true, though. The name is whatever.
Well, yeah, but it's like his
trademark.
Name.
Uh-huh.
How do you trademark someone if it's your name?
Well, hey, dude, we just did a live show on the Kellogg Brothers, and the Kellogg Brothers went to court on who could be the Kellogg Brother.
That's so wild.
Like, officially. Amazing. I did not want to see that movie at all.
No.
Like when I saw the preview.
It was like a red band trailer. It was one of those like really raunchy trailers.
Yeah. Even my dear friend Scotty, who has the best taste generally, saw that trailer and was like, oh man, this looks so funny. And I was like, what? Just Muppets doing sex jokes? I don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see that, Noel.
Oh, man. So Sesame Street is who sued because then the tagline was no Sesame, all street. And then Sesame Street sued.
Which is a pretty good tagline, actually.
And the judge actually ruled against Sesame Street. So they sided with this this movie.
Man, can you imagine me and that judge? Like, I'm the judge who ruled against Sesame Street.
Oh, man.
So Gotti, Happy Time Murders, Holmes and Watson, of course. I'm sure that is all over the place for the Razzies.
Yeah, it was like 2% on Rotten Tomatoes or something.
I mean, part of me has a sick desire to see it, but then part of me is like, why?
Yeah.
Just don't.
From everything I read, it just sounded like it was just dull. Like it wasn't even like egregious. It was just kind of like
sad and boring.
Sad and what are you doing? You know, like
Robin Hood, the new Robin Hood with Jamie Foxx and what's his name? The guy playing Elton John.
It was like an updated, like heisty kind of Robin Hood thing, I think.
Yeah.
It was modernized.
I believe. I will say though that I bagged on that movie for shooting like three arrows at a time. And then some listener sent a clip of a guy that's like, oh no, look at this dude.
You can do it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You can do it.
To what end though?
Nah, I don't know.
It just looks cool.
Multiple like targets at once.
You can get him to go different directions?
Yeah, sort of.
Wow. I'd like to see that.
Yeah. Winchester is the final worst picture nominee, which I think that was about the Winchester Mystery House.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Like the really bad horror movie.
That's right.
That took this really cool thing and made it into something awful.
Which you've done episodes on, an episode on that for Stuff You Should Know, right?
Yeah. Have you touched on that?
We have. We've done it, I think, on Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. It's the one with all the hidden passageways and stuff and like the, and it's supposedly haunted or something.
Of course it is, Noel.
Of course it is. It's got to be.
So, geez, I haven't seen one of those. And you know what? That makes me feel good about my life choices. I have not seen a single one of those.
I haven't either.
Yeah. Good job, Noel.
Yeah. Well,
we're doing it right.
I got work to do.
But I'm going to vote for Gotti just because.
Oh, that I would like to see that because it looks like some real scenery chewing on John Travolta's part, which is always fun.
Yeah. He chews it up.
Oh, boy.
So, worst actress, Jennifer Garner for Peppermint. Have not, literally not heard of that film.
Nope.
Amber Heard for London Fields. Have not heard of that movie.
Not I either.
But nope. Amber Heard is not known for her chops.
Amber Heard.
I don't want to bag on her too much. She was married to Johnny Depp, you know, recently.
And yeah, that's kinda, right.
They had a lot of troubles.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah, she's not great. I feel bad for saying this stuff. What if these people listen? They don't listen, do they?
No, this is, I mean, you know, it's par for the course. You put yourself out there, you're going to get bagged on.
By the way, not to get too sidetracked, but I had a little dust up with a Netflix PR person this week.
Wait, what?
Yeah, man. I got a really like rude email exchange from a nameless person at Netflix PR for our Stranger Things series.
Okay.
Just very upset about it. And dressed me down like I was some kid in his mom's basement in an email.
To what end? Like, because you didn't go through the proper channels or something or what?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Official, like, you know, I had some crew members on that are personal friends of mine.
Right.
And this person was just like, I'll show you the email. It was really rude and like super shitty. And, like, again, dress me down like I was some kid in the basement. And not like I'm like, do you know who you're talking to?
No, whatever.
But, like, but just come I feel on. Like I've earned a little respect in this industry.
Sure.
After 11 years.
Absolutely.
And I'll show it to you. You won't believe, like, how this person chose to address this issue.
Like, but you had the actors from the show on as well.
I know.
And they, I mean, shouldn't they have gotten yelled at? Like, what are you not allowed? I don't understand. Like, what's – okay, I'll just have to see it. That sounds...
Yeah, I'll show it to you. But needless to say, it was –
Did you write back?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, because this person in the email was kind of like – basically accused me of getting people on under false pretense, which was talking about their favorite movie and then using them to break Stranger Things news and stories. And I was like, And she was like, you know, let's be honest, this is not what your show is and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, my show is whatever I choose to make
it. That's right.
And I talk to all of my guests about all kinds of things, including their favorite movie.
Right.
In fact, I get complaints that I don't talk about the movie enough.
That's right.
Because we're talking about other stuff in their career. So it was really rude
and
super shitty. So if anyone out there works at Netflix – get in touch and let's talk this out.
Let's do it. Come on.
I give that company a lot of press. Man, I wasn't going to get into that, Noel.
No. I mean, that's that would hurt my feelings.
And my feelings weren't hurt.
You're a stronger man than I, Chuck.
All right. So Amber Heard, Melissa McCarthy for The Happy Time Murders and a movie called Life of the Party.
And she also got nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
For another movie.
Yeah.
Which is for the Well, Can You Ever Forgive Me, I believe it's called, which is supposed to be fantastic.
Which is why she got, well, let's finish the worst actress. Helen Mirren for Winchester, which makes me so sad because she's so great. And then Amanda Seyfried for The Clapper, a movie I have not heard of either.
Is it about the story of the clap-on, clap-off inventor?
That's probably it. But since you mentioned Melissa McCarthy and we talked earlier about the Redeemer Awards, she was nominated for a Redeemer Award, obviously, because of her work in
Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Right, which is supposed to be really good.
I have heard nothing but amazing things about it.
The director in that category was Peter Farrelly, because he was a Razzie winner for something called Movie 43 and then also directed Green Book. Not bad there. And then for the franchise Redeemer, Transformers and Bumblebee, because Bumblebee was supposed to be really good.
Yeah, it looked like a really cool 80s kind of adventure type romp.
Yeah, it got really good marks because Michael Bay didn't direct it, let's be honest. And then Sony Animation Studio, from Crass, multi-Razzie winner, The Emoji Movie, to Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse was their redemption.
Wait, same team?
Same animation studio.
Oh, studio. Okay.
You know, Sony. Worst actor, Noel, Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp, voice only for a movie called, animated film called Sherlock Gnomes.
Yep, Sherlock Gnomes.
I mean, he's, everyone knows about Johnny's financial woes, so he's just taking it all right now.
Surely he can't have financial woes, really?
Yeah, dude.
Really?
Oh, I know.
Because of the divorce or?
Well, because of his lifestyle and his.
Is that why he keeps doing all those pirates
managers?
Yeah.
Well, he made so much money on those movies.
Yeah.
But then when you look at his, there are a lot of articles about it, about his lifestyle at owning like, you know, 30 properties and, you know, I own a.
He owns an island.
Yeah. And then
I think
just
he owns an island.
And
yeah.
It's just like off the charts.
That's wild.
But he was in true Johnny Depp fashion. I remember when those articles came out, they said something about how many tens of thousands of dollars he spends on wine every month.
Jesus.
And he came out and was like, that's bullshit. That's total bullshit. He said, I spend at least like twice that much or something like that. It was funny. He likes his wine.
He sure does.
Will Ferrell for Worst Actor for Holmes and Watson. Travolta for Gotti. And listen to this, Noel. Worst Actor, Donald Trump as himself for Death of a Nation and Fahrenheit 11/9. That's kind of funny.
Oh, I haven't seen that. That's the Michael Moore
thing. They nominated Donald Trump as Worst Actor as himself in a documentary.
That's cute. That's cute. That's very meta.
Yeah, they got a sense of humor about this. I'm sure Trump does too. Bruce Willis finally for Death Wish, a movie that I did not see, but I love the original.
Is that that's a remake of the Charles Bronson movie? That who was asking for this? Exactly.
Well, exactly. Bruce Willis, though. He took Charles Bronson's place. That's my best Charles Bronson.
He has a bit of a, what do you call that? Sort of a nasal voice?
It's sort of nasally and his accent is sort of hard to pin down.
Yeah, it's like sort of vaguely European.
Vaguely. And that's not only my Charles Bronson, but it's also that guy from The Simpsons.
It totally is.
Who I think was doing a Bronson, if I'm not mistaken.
I guess you're right.
I'm not sure what character.
Oh, I can't place the character, though. Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic.
Worst supporting actor, Jamie Foxx for Robin Hood. And based on the trailer that I saw, Jamie Foxx did not look like he was doing his best work.
Jamie Foxx, he takes some weird ones, man.
Like, yeah. He's good in Baby Driver. That was fun.
That's right. He was in that.
Yeah. But he sort of did the Jamie Foxx thing, which was just to do this all the time.
That's
about
right.
Everything.
I'm a cool guy.
Because it was the same character in Bad Bosses.
Check out my neck tattoo. It's me, Jamie Foxx.
You know, he's dating Katie Holmes. They've been dating for a while.
I know. They had to do it like in secret for a long time because apparently there was some kind of agreement between her and Tom Cruise that she wouldn't like date publicly for X number of years or something crazy like that.
Oh, man. Good Lord.
Seriously.
So Jamie Foxx, Luda, voice only for an animated film called Show Dogs. Boy, that stinks. Ludacris was so bad as a voice actor that they gave him a Razzie.
Yeah. That seems a little bit petty. How can you possibly be that? I mean,
it's ludicrous. He's probably just being ludicrous.
That's right. He's in those Fast and Furious movies, right?
Isn't sure.
That's him. Okay.
It's funny when we were talking to him at some point here at the network.
That's right. He came into the office, right?
Show, yeah. And our boss met with Luda's manager.
He had a really cool name, if I'm not mistaken.
His manager? Yeah, what was it?
It was like Stinky McGee or something like that.
Maybe we have different ideas on what cool is. But he said he asked what Luda was doing these days career-wise, and he went, he's making Fast and Furious movies. Like, that is his that is his career right now. And not to slag it, like, that's great because he is just getting rich, dude, pumping these movies out one after another.
Okay. His manager's name is Shaka Zulu.
Okay. Stinky McGee. Shaka Zulu. Way cooler.
I was thinking of Scooter Libby or whatever, like Scooter Braun. That's Justin Bieber's manager. And Ludacris is on a Justin Bieber track. Okay. So I was conflating those things.
But who's Scooter Libby? That's a person.
No,
too,
Scooter
right?
Libby is a politician.
Yeah,
Scooter
yeah.
Scooter Braun is see, I'm come on, man. I'm not firing on all cylinders this morning.
Oh, why do we do these in the morning? I never understood that.
It's fun. We're a little punchy. It makes them kind of loose and you know, whimsical.
Joel McHale for the Happy Time Murders.
Oh, I like him, though. Wasn't he? He was in Community and—
Yeah, he played Chevy Chase in the Lampoon.
That's right. And he also, didn't he used to do Talk Soup on E?
I believe so.
That was his, like, original thing, I think.
Yeah, he's funny. John C. Reilly for Holmes and Watson. Poor guy.
That's a shame.
And then Justice Smith for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Did I see that?
It was the one with the dinosaurs.
You know what's so funny, dude, is – oh, wait. I think I saw it on a plane. Yeah. But that movie made so little impact on me that I barely remember seeing it.
That was the one
– it was the most recent one.
The most recent one. That's right. With Chris Pratt, with the
– yeah, I did see it for sure.
It involved cloning. No, that's just in general. There's more. No, there was a human that got cloned. That was the first time a human got cloned in a Jurassic Park movie.
It involved dino DNA.
Dino DNA. Dude, I watched that on the treadmill at the gym with the sound off. And
the
just
first
the,
one?
Yeah. It really holds up, even with the sound off, and it really made the time pass.
Well, I'm recording that on Monday with a guest, so I'm going to have to watch it in the next few days.
It's really good. Like, and it's so crazy how – as early, like, good CGI as that was, it really hasn't gotten that much better. And, like, the way they combined it with practical effects, it really holds up, man. It's crazy how good it looks today.
Agreed.
And that was in, like, 93 or something? Like, it was a long, long time ago.
Yeah, it was. It seems like not that long ago, but it was. Worst Supporting Actress. Also from Fahrenheit 11-9. They get two nominations.
Is it Melania?
Melania Trump and Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah.
So Pete, they're having fun with this.
I'm excited for when, like, the Trump movies start rolling out. Like, who are you going to cast as Trump? Is they going to stick with Alec Baldwin, you think?
I don't know. Just
let him do a dramatic turn as Trump, you know?
Put some steel wool on a circus peanut and then just make it fart.
That's going on a shirt. Put some steel wool on a circus peanut and make it fart.
Oh, God. I don't know if I could stomach those movies, Noel.
Well, it's going to happen, man.
Yeah, probably so. Oliver Stone, you're going to get in there. Marsha Gay Harden, 50 Shades Freed, which is another, you know, hopefully the last 50 Shades movie. That's a bummer, though. Marsha Gay Harden is terrific.
She absolutely is. I'm trying to think of what my favorite thing that she's been in.
Well, Miller's Crossing and
yes.
And the Jackson Pollock movie. She played Jackson Pollock's wife, the painter.
Yeah, she was in Mystic River.
Oh, yeah.
Which was good.
She's great.
Yep.
She's always been great. I hate to see her name sullied. She probably has a sense of humor about it, and I bet she made a nice sum for 50 Shades Freed.
Well, I mean, come on. Do you think anybody had any illusions about what those movies were going to be when they signed on for them?
No. Her agent was probably like, hey, they have a nice large checkbook over here waiting for you.
That's right.
And you could take care of that mortgage for the next 5 years with this role.
But you got to show a little leg.
What's next? Kelly Preston. Oh, Jesus. I didn't know that. She played Gotti's wife in Gotti.
That's an odd choice.
Well, it's Travolta and his wife on the screen.
Oh, that's his real wife.
Yeah, it's his real life beard.
She was also in Battlefield Earth.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I grew up with a big, fat crush on Kelly Preston.
What was she in, like, when you were a wee tyke?
Well, there was a little movie, Noel, called, what was it? Look it up, Noel.
Hawaii Five-0?
Be My Fingers. No, with C. Thomas Howell, Love Letter, or had Fred Ward and C. Thomas Howell and Kelly Preston.
Okay.
And the lady from Full House. Love Letter? No, Scarlet Letter. Anonymous Letter?
Let's see. Well, we've got Love at Stake?
Nope. Keep going.
52 Pickups, Space
nope.
Camp.
Nope.
Admirer.
Secret Admirer.
Okay.
Yeah, not Love Letter, but there was a secret love letter involved. So Space Camp and Secret Admirer were enough for a young little Baptist boy to think that Kelly Preston was the bee's knees.
Dude, do you think Space Camp was like sponsored by NASA and it was like about Space Camp? I haven't heard of this. I didn't know this existed. That's funny.
And of course, what do you think happens?
They go to space camp.
But then what happens?
They go to real space.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the movie writes itself.
That's totally true.
It was good. Space Camp was pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think did a lot to interest kids of the early 80s and mid 80s in space.
It had a budget of $18 million.
Back then, that's
a lot. That seems like high.
Yeah, that's pretty substantial. Jazz Sinclair for Slender Man. I don't know who Jazz Sinclair is.
It's pronounced Slenderman, Chuck.
Is it really?
No.
Oh. Jazz Sinclair. Okay, here we go.
Up and comer, Jazz Sinclair.
Up and comer. She's been in quite a few movies. I feel bad for her. Just getting started because, you know, a John Travolta might have a sense of humor about this. Jazz Sinclair might have her feelings hurt.
That's true.
You know?
Well, you got to have thick skin in this business, Chuck.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of rejection.
Yeah. The skin of a lizard.
That's right.
All right. Worst screen combo. So this is pretty good. This is where they're really starting to have fun. Any two actors or puppets in the Happy Time Murders.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially in those creepy sex scenes is what it says.
Ooh. No.
Johnny Depp and his fast-fading film career.
Ouch.
That's really rude. Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. Kelly Preston and John Travolta. And then finally, Noel, worst screen combo. Donald Trump and his self-perpetuating pettiness.
Okay.
I'm surprised the Razzies isn't taken more seriously.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's a very prestigious award. I don't think those are very funny, though.
I think the funniest one, there's only one funny one, which is any two actors or puppets.
Yeah, there you go.
That's sort of funny.
I'm still stuck on steel wool circus peanut farting. I think that's genius.
Worst remake, ripoff, or sequel, Death of a Nation, which is a remake of Hillary's America. I think that's another joke. Death Wish, the aforementioned Bruce Willis remake. I was about to call it the Charles Bronson classic. I mean, is that overusing that word? Is it a classic? It wasn't a great movie, but it has a certain spot in film history, Death Wish.
Yeah, I wish I could.
You should see the original
Death
Wish.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, good for what it was.
Sure.
Holmes and Watson, I guess they're calling that a remake. The Meg, Noel. They're calling that a ripoff of Jaws.
There were a lot of Death Wish movies, Chuck.
Yeah, they did.
There's like five of them.
Yeah, I definitely remember the first few. You know how Charles Bronson got his name?
No.
I can't remember what his – I think he's Polish. And his given surname was Polish. And he went to audition at the Paramount Pictures over there on the south side of Hollywood.
Yes.
And as everyone knows, one of the entry gates for Paramount is the Bronson Gate.
Is that right?
Yes. And so he asked him for his name, and he says, Charles Bronson.
Oh, he named himself?
He named himself after the entrance gate.
What's his real name?
Check that out.
I'm doing it.
Charles, I think, Bukowski? No, wait.
It is Charles Dennis Buczynski. Buczynski. Very, very close.
I knew it was close. And then finally, Noel, worst ripoff or remake, Robin Hood. Why do they keep making those?
Well, what do you mean?
Just the Robin Hood movies.
Well, like I said, this one's like much more of like an Ocean's 11 kind of like heist movie. I didn't even see any connection to Robin Hood at all in the trailer. I guess
it's Robin Hood and the Legend of Robin Hood, but it's just that thing where they're just like, let's remake every, I don't know, man.
No, I agree.
I get so angry.
Absolutely. I just ran out of ideas.
Worst director. Ethan Coen for Holmes and Watson. I'm starting to feel bad for that movie.
I mean, that guy's not going to That's he's gonna be hard pressed to
me. What else has he done?
I don't know.
Here, I'm
Riley and Riley and Farrell are gonna be fine, but when you are director on a movie like that, you kind of get buried.
Let me see here. Ethan Coen, IMDb.
Oh, he wrote Idiocracy. I enjoyed that movie. And Tropic Thunder, he wrote.
Oh, so well, he wrote for King of the Hill for 4 years.
Yeah.
All right, so he's an established, legit writer. He did Get Hard, the Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart movie.
Yeah.
Which I did not see.
That does not look good.
But I think it was, I mean, compared to a Holmes and Watson, I think it was supposed to be a lot better.
Okay.
But he has a new movie announced, so I don't think that'll kill his career.
You're probably right.
But I would hate to be known as the guy who made Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly not funny. Like, it's his fault. It's all his fault.
Well, that's the thing, man. It's like it's like the president.
It's everything.
You know, the president, when things are good, he gets credit for everything. When things are bad, he gets blamed for everything. It's the same with the director, kind of, you know. Even though there are many factors in play.
All right. Kevin Connolly, who directed the Gotti film. James Foley, the director of 50 Shades Freed. I'm surprised it only has a couple of nominations. I think the other 50 Shades, especially that first one, I think it might have swept the Razzies. Brian Henson, Noel, for Happy Time Murders, who I guess had to he won the lawsuit, so he can use his own name.
Well, like I said, I think the issue is more of the invoking Sesame Street rather than like his name.
Sure.
I think he was allowed to use his name.
Worst director. Maybe he learned his lesson.
Maybe so.
And then for that Winchester movie, there were some brothers, Michael and Peter Spierig, directed the Winchester movie. And then finally, Noel, the worst screenplay of the year. They don't do, like, worst adapted or original. They just lump it all
just
together.
Just one and done, yeah.
Death of a Nation, written by Dinesh D'Souza and Bruce Schooley. What is Death of a Nation?
It's a document. It's like – that guy, I believe, is, like, this right-wing documentarian guy. He did, like, the anti-Obama movie, I want to say, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's probably what it is. Pro-Trump movie Death of a Nation is first political documentary to bow – To bow nationwide in 10 years. And I think that means premiere in more than 1,000 theaters.
Interesting.
A documentary. That's very interesting.
Yeah, he made a movie called Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, that's why they called that a ripoff or a remake of Hillary's America. That makes sense.
And he did another movie called America, Imagine the World Without Her. I'm assuming he's referring to Hillary. And then he did 2016, Obama's America.
Wow. His next documentary is going to be called AOC : The Devil in a White Dress. Worst screenplay, Noel, Death of a Nation. Then 50 Shades Freed. All right, there's another nom. A screenplay by Niall Leonard.
Wait, is that a joke, though? Death of a Nation is a documentary. Does it have a screenplay?
Well, that's the sort
but that's
of the
joke.
Joke.
I got it. Yeah. It's just like, okay.
Exactly. Yep. But, I mean, it was written. I mean, I suppose there's voiceover.
That's
stuff.
Right. That's right.
Gotti, it's sweeping. Screenplay by Leo Rossi and Lem Dobbs. And then Happy Time Murders, Todd Berger. And then Winchester, Tom Vaughn and the Spierig Brothers. So, really, it seems like Noel Gotti, Happy Time Murders, and Winchester are really sort of shaping the Razzies this year.
I bet Winchester was fun. I don't know. Helen Mirren, spooky ghost house. Where could they go wrong?
Around every corner.
Apparently so. Apparently so. Have you seen that show, The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix?
No. When it was super hot, I watched an episode, but I was traveling a lot at the time, and so I didn't get to finish it. And Emily was kind of like in a place where she was like, I don't want to watch any scary stuff.
That's fair.
So
I enjoyed it.
We didn't link up on it. Did you watch it all?
I did. I binged it, actually. I was sick for a couple of days, and I watched the whole thing. I thought it was really good.
Was it scary AF?
No. I mean, it's just good. It's a good story. It's got good acting. Like, it's got really good cinematography. Like, the way they use the house is really compelling and interesting. It's all kind of largely takes place in this house over two generations, or not generations, but timelines or whatever, with his family.
Old and young.
Henry Thomas is in it, and I really like him. Yeah.
Did you hear about the Oscars this year? This is an abomination, and I hope they change their mind. But
the whole cinematography award thing? Yeah.
Cinematography and editing have been excised from the broadcast.
Well, I heard a little different.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I heard they're kind of doing an abridged thing where they're filming it during commercial break and then broadcasting like a cut up version of it, like a snippet or something like
that's
that.
Just bullshit,
no, it's not good.
It's like to cut what, like 4 to 6 minutes out of your show?
I guess it all adds up though, and there's so much. I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, side, Noel.
I'm just saying, like, I know that their review, ratings last year were the worst ever or something like that, and it was super long. It was like 4 hours.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the beef with the Oscars, but like, of all the awards and all these big time directors have come out and are tweeting about it and showing their official opposition because they make a good point. The cinematography and editing are perhaps the most fundamental things about film as a medium.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Del Toro is like, you know, they made movies before there was sound.
Sure.
They have stage plays, but like there has always been camera and editing in the film medium. That's what makes this medium what it is.
Apparently, the different guilds or whatever got to volunteer for their award to be bumped.
Really?
In exchange for getting full broadcast privileges next year.
Oh, so they're going to rotate this shit?
Kind of, yeah. It was like a whole thing where like they kind of got to volunteer. And
man, the Oscars is such a mess.
I mean, it's, yeah, I agree.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
All right, Noel, we're going to skip over now and hear from you people.
Yeah.
Worst movie that you saw last year. Rob Johnston says Mortal Engines. Don't know that movie.
That was based on like a young adult fiction thing, and it was Peter Jackson directed it, but it really fizzled. It looked kind of like a post-apocalyptic kind of, you know, fantasy type adventure thing, and it did not do well. Didn't get good reviews, kind of came and went.
No, I got to say, I was taken to task on my madness.
Of Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Did you see that thread?
Yeah, I did see it. But, you know, people were like, whatever. People like things. People don't like things.
I have to say, though, let me officially state for the record, Noel and I cut up a lot, and we act a fool.
That's true.
And we goof around, and we do bits.
I know.
That's what the show is.
Yeah.
So the Harry Potter thing's a bit. Me bagging on Lord of the Rings is a bit. Yeah. Lord of the Rings is okay.
It's fine.
I didn't hate it.
No.
I just thought they were long, and, like, the three movies, looking back, I don't even remember if they even stopped between them. They were also not distinguishable from one another.
Well, I think that's sort of the point, though. They even filmed them back to back. It really is like one big long story. So there is very little
delineation. Much story for me.
It's a lot of story.
For what ultimately happens, which is let's go walk and throw a ring in.
And then that last movie ends like five times, you know? It's got It's got all these fake out endings where you think it's over and then it ends again. Yeah.
But I will say within that thread, there were a couple of very nice ladies. I won't read their names here because I'm just going to keep it all private. But they expressed some hurt feelings about me kind of poking fun at comments they had made on social studies.
What?
And they don't even take part anymore. And that made me very sad.
Aww.
So I responded to them and I was like, ladies, you're great. I love you both. I have fun and we goof off, and it's all in good fun.
Yeah.
I value and just have so much.
Well, that's kind of you, Chuck.
And then obviously,
for all the movie
crushers, obviously we feel this way,
but that's sort of the, you know, that's the joke.
Yeah. Like if you leave a comment, you risk a little joke being thrown your way.
It's true.
And they were both very kind and said, oh, it's all good, man. It's cool. So they were very sweet about it. But I just want to let everyone know, for the record,
of course,
when we make fun of you, it's a big hug is what it is.
Exactly.
We wouldn't tease you if we didn't love you.
Never.
I had something else to say on that, too. Oh, I had to ban a guy finally, too.
Really?
Uh-huh.
He was being just aggro?
He was a dick.
Yeah.
He said, I love the episode on Princess Bride, except for the part where you talked about the female Ghostbusters movie. That movie was a piece of shit, and it had nothing to do with the fact that it was females.
Oh.
And I said, hey, man, all good with all kinds of opinions. I said, but considering how important that movie was to young women and girls, like, just don't call it a piece of shit on this page. Like, we're not about that. Maybe just say you didn't care for it.
Sure.
And I was just trying to say, be a little kinder.
Right.
In the kindest way that I could tell him. And boy, he fired back, you know, oh, just look at you, just fucking sticking up for the ladies and don't you get triggered. And I was
what is
this,
like a men's rights dude or something,
man,
like that?
You are on the wrong page.
Get out.
Here's the door.
Gross.
And don't let it hit your stinky ass on the way out.
Seriously. Not cool.
I excused him from the page.
What are some other bad movies from the Crushers?
All right, Noel. Kim Kilman, again with the names, Mendonca. Says Solo.
Oh, it wasn't good.
Terrible and boring.
So unmemorable. It was just a bleh. Nothing.
I've seen a lot of people lately that are sticking up for that movie.
I don't remember a thing about it.
I don't know about the worst movie that
No. But maybe it was the worst one that this person saw.
Jonathan Cooley hated Sorry to Bother You. He said, I know it's wildly unpopular to say that, and I wanted to like it. And I liked the first half, but he felt it went completely off the rails.
It does go off the rails, but that's sort of the point. It sort of like collapses in on itself, you know. It's not for everyone.
Joshua Ramsey says Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, that sucked.
I didn't see it. I don't want to.
It was not good.
Emily cherished that book as a child, and she's kind of boycotting the movie because she doesn't want to be, you know, have her dream destroyed.
No, I mean, I never read that when I was a kid. I was always aware of it, but
yeah,
I just found the movie completely dull.
Christopher Steiner said The Ballad of Buster Scruggs and Dunkirk. What? All right. To each their own.
Indeed.
Jacqueline Gulbrunson, Ready Player One. Steve Mohimani says Night School. First movie I considered walking out of. What was Night School?
It was like a kind of a broad, kind of gross out type comedy, I want to say.
Okay.
With, I want to say Kevin Hart.
Check into that, Noel. Lee Daly, How It Ends. Don't know that movie. Tom Skidmore says Robin Hood.
Yeah, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know that movie. Yeah, he's risking overexposure.
I think so.
Too many movies. Daniel Quinn Bully says Han Solo. Just awful. Marcus Perez says The Meg. He said, I watched it on purpose, though, for HDTGM. What's that?
I don't know what TGM is.
What's HDTGM?
Oh, how did this get made?
Oh.
Yeah, with Paul Scheer.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
I love
course.
That podcast. Yeah, they did an episode on the movie.
All right, that's reason enough to watch it. I'm going to have to listen to that one.
Yeah, it's good.
Odetta Von Kassick says, Ready Player One. Love the book. So excited for the movie and so disappointed. John Taylor Wesley, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Frederick Gimsier, Black Panther. What?
Interesting.
He said, a solid 7 out of 10, but I believe the hype and thought it was going to be a 10 out of 10, therefore the worst. I'm not sure about your rating system, sir.
Interesting.
7 out of 10 is not the worst movie unless all he saw was 8s and up. I guess that's possible. Mike Burdett says Venom. I didn't see that, did you?
No, I heard it wasn't good, though.
Bryn Myers, Belongo, Wrinkle in Time. Paige Stringham says Overboard. Anna Faris is great, but the movie remake fell flat. Oh, was that a remake of the Kurt Russell Goldie Hawn movie?
It would seem so.
Didn't know that.
I think it's interesting when people judge a movie based on their expectations, and like all of a sudden it becomes the worst thing ever because you walked into it thinking it was going to be so great, and then it just like fell
super short.
That's
called an anger rating.
It really is. Yeah,
it's like I'm so mad. Let me see, Brett Matthew Warwick, Super Troopers 2. What a crushing disappointment.
You know, I started watching that on a plane, and I couldn't get into it.
I did the same thing too.
Yeah,
I think I might have landed.
Ah, Well, you
done that thing where it's like, you watch the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, and then you finish it on the way back.
Joanna Miller, Sierra Burgess is a loser. Don't know that movie.
Nope.
Ryan Shaw says, easy, Hereditary.
Come on.
All right. Ryan didn't care for that. Our old buddy Gail Kuntz says, Mandy.
I thought that might make an appearance. That's definitely not for everybody. Somebody on the Crushers page said they were about to watch it and then came back with, like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And I was just like, best movie of the year. I will die on this hill. And it's so true. That's how I feel.
Kuntz says, most of the people I know who watched it thought it was great, but I hated it. I mean, I hated it.
Ugh, strong.
Yeah. And, you know, Kuntz is to be reckoned with as a human. She's one of the good ones.
I can see. I mean, I could see it being divisive. It's a very odd type of movie, but it just totally was my cup of tea.
Kyle Peterson, Hurricane Heist. Stephen Collins, Jurassic Pearl, Fallen Kingdom. Jurassic Pearled? Fuck. I just made up a word.
I love it.
Nathan Street, 1517 to Paris. Bennett Duckworth, our old friend, says The Predator.
You know, I watched that on the plane, and it was good.
Was that The Predator? The Predator?
Yeah.
Predator?
And it was...
Was it a reboot or a remake?
It was a reboot. No, it wasn't a remake. It was like its own story, but it was Shane Black directed and wrote it.
Oh, sure.
Who did like Lethal Weapon and Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Was it good?
It's fun.
All right. Kenneth Hannon says, in theaters, Venom, Jessica Michnick, Rubenstein, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, Christopher Austin... Sorry to bother you. I know, guys. The last half lost me, and I wanted to walk out. Dan Ennis says, How It Ends, again, with that Netflix movie. I'm going to have to check that out. Carolyn Gaston, her old pal, says, Biggest disappointment was Winchester. Marios Rotsides says, Little Italy or Super Troopers 2. Melissa Landry, Insidious, The Last Key. Grant Stewart, Aquaman, Less Fun Than The Dentist. Let me see. Slenderman from Alan Smithy. Tobin Siriaki says, Is it bad that I liked all the movies you guys named? No.
Nope.
Our old friend Vanessa Lopez put in a vote for Fallen Kingdom. Let's do a couple of more here, Noel. Christopher Rennie says, The Mule. Never thought I'd see the day where Clint had not one, but two threesomes.
Really?
Yeah.
They filmed that movie in my hometown of Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah, and around Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. But that was a big deal for little old Augusta.
Sure.
I don't get a lot of big pictures over there.
I bet. Daniel McCoy says Solo. And then finally, everybody, we're going to finish with our old pal, Zach Pointer. I'm a Star Wars fan, but Solo was horrible. The main actor was bad, and the jokes in the film were lame. He did not care for it.
Nor did I, Chuck.
Yes, Noel. So as we finish up, I want to send a very serious, heartfelt shout out to our one of our admins, Rebecca Robe. Rebecca is someone I think a lot of, and she's going through a tough time, but she's doing great in spite of it all. And has we're all thinking about her. And Movie Crushers just send the good vibes out to Rebecca's way because she's terrific and needs good vibes sent her way.
Yeah.
How about that?
Absolutely.
Everybody
needs good vibes from time to time.
You got anything else, Noel?
No, I don't think so, man. That was fun.
First annual Razzies. I'm serious about signing up and voting next year.
You called it first annual.
Oh, fuck.
Dude.
God damn it, Noel.
Yeah, I know it's true. We got to vote, though. We got to vote.
Inaugural. Next year, it will be the second annual if the podcast gods are kind to us.
Yes, indeed.
And the show is still going strong.
I hope it is.
I hope it is, too. So thanks for listening, everyone. And we'll be back next week with a legit mini crush.
Mm-hmm.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.